Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. Decisions. We all have lots of them to make, and we all want to make the right ones. But how do we do that? Especially when a decision that may not be the best can be so tempting. That's what we're looking at on Morning Prayer this week. A story from the Bible's Old Testament offers an interesting take on this. Balak, the king of Moab, is afraid that the children of Israel will overrun his people and their land. So he calls on a fellow named Balaam to curse the children of Israel. Balaam has a certain reputation. As one Bible commentary puts it, he was a prophet of sorts who would sell his skill for the proper price without reference to the word of God supposedly represented by his words. Balak says he'll give Balaam pretty much whatever he wants if he'll curse the children of Israel. So he has good reason to think Balaam will comply, and he thinks this will save him and his people. Balaam agrees to meet with Balak, but on the way, he sees what the Bible calls the angel of the Lord standing in the road. Balaam gets the message. He shouldn't curse the children of Israel. And when he meets Balak, he tells him he can't curse anyone God hasn't cursed. Balak is dismayed, but that's Balaam's final word. So even a prophet for hire can hear God's message, follow God's direction, and make the right decision. May we too follow God's guidance and make the right decisions. Amen.